This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation, as Nancy mentioned, is now higher than it has been in 40 years, and that has got consumers feeling down. University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index is the lowest it's been in a decade, because, as many may have noticed, inflation means our paychecks do not go as far as they used to. At the same time, wages have been going up, though. The question is, are they keeping up with inflation? And the answer so far is no, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Average hourly earnings for all workers were up 5.7% in the past year. So the current 7.5% price inflation is eating away at the purchasing power of Americans' paychecks. But the picture's different for different kinds of workers, says Claudia Somm at the Jane Family Institute.
Where we see some of the biggest wage gains are at the bottom.
Wages are up almost 7% for production and non-supervisory workers. Workers in warehousing and leisure and hospitality have seen wage hikes of 9 and 15%, respectively, significantly outpacing price inflation. Nonetheless, financial distress is increasing among low-income workers, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
More job instability, and they're also faced with rising prices for a larger share of their total spending.
With basic necessities like groceries, utilities, and rent eating up almost all their monthly income. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.